This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, it's a feeling a lot of people around the country can probably identify with right about now.
You thought you were cold last year. You thought you were cold last month, but you weren't cold. Now you're cold. It hurts. It hurts the face.
Jimmy Rivera's in Chicago, where it was 11 degrees at last check. It's already frigid in a lot of places, but for some, it'll get even colder, according to the National Weather Service. And there's a powerful storm brewing off the southeast coast.
It is actually a meteorological term, bombogenesis.
What that means is the rapid explosive development of a maritime storm. And that's what's bringing snow and freezing rain as far south as North Florida. Weather Prediction Center meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Maybe a quarter of an inch of ice in southeast Georgia, which would be unheard of and certainly crippling.
Hurley says when the storm later brushes coastal areas of the Mid-Atlantic, it will dump as much as a half foot of snow.
Especially east of the Chesapeake Bay, eastern Virginia, Norfolk area, Hampton Roads, but also the Delmarva.
And behind the storm, when it finally leaves New England Friday, the coldest temperatures of the season. I'm Tim McGuire.
To our tribals, talking again, North and South Korea reopening a hotline between them that's been offline for a couple of years. This just hours after U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley again warned Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program.
The civilized world must remain united and vigilant against the rogue state's development of a nuclear arsenal. We will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
President Trump says a nuclear button on his desk is bigger and more powerful than the one that North Korea's Kim Jong-un claims to have. Two new Democrats, Alabama's Doug Jones and Minnesota's Tina Smith, join the Senate today. That narrows the GOP majority. Wall Street, Dow futures up 47 points, S&P futures 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-694-7394. 800-694-7394. That's 800-694-7394.
There's been a deadly bombing in a mosque in northeast Nigeria.
Residents say the suicide bomber sneaked into the congregation in the mosque and blew himself up. The Nigerian army has confirmed the attack but gave no details. However, an eyewitness told the BBC 10 people, including the bomber, were killed in the blast. No one has claimed responsibility, but the militant group Boko Haram is known to operate in the region. The attack comes less than 24 hours after Boko Haram's factional leader, Abubakar Shekau, released a video in which he dismissed claims by the Nigerian authorities that the group has been defeated.
That's the BBC's Ishaq Khalid. The U.S. military says it's carried out an airstrike in Somalia that killed two al-Shabaab terrorists and destroyed a vehicle carrying explosives, preventing it from being used against the people in Mogadishu. That from U.S. Africa Command. News and analysis at townhall.com. Southwest and American Airlines planning nice employee bonuses thanks to the new Republican tax law.
The tax cuts passed by Congress and signed into law by President Donald Trump are about to pay off for employees at two airlines. American and Southwest have announced they'll be sharing the windfall by paying their employees bonuses of $1,000 each. American says it will pay out $130 million in bonuses. And Southwest says it's buying more jets, exercising options on 40 Boeing 737 jets to the tune of of roughly $4.5 billion. However, Southwest is also delaying 23 previous orders with Boeing. I'm Mike Rossia.
The mother of a Marshall University football player who was shot at a New Year's party in Maryland says he is paralyzed. News outlets report redshirt freshman defensive tackle Larry Aaron was one of two people hit by gunfire at a house party in Severn, Maryland, early Monday morning. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Happy New Year, America. Thanks for joining us as we remember some of the best interviews, experts, and guests that we had on Bill Martinez Live this past year.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, why not, huh? You imagine if we got this country back on track, what we could do? I think this is what Donald Trump's trying to tell us here, in part, with a vision and a message that I think has been a long time coming. This is why it's resonating so much with mainstream America. Now we can only hope the rest of the establishment would catch up, but it's going to be very painful for them to forego business as usual and suffer a little bit. Can you imagine that they would suffer at their own expense? But this is a government of for by we the people, and we the people are in charge. If we hold on to our rightful position, that is the vision, and that's the hope. I mean, he did say on Inauguration Day in his inauguration speech that he was turning the country back over to where it belonged, and that's we the people. And if we're going to operate within the order and intent of our Constitution, that's what needs to happen. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. Amy Knight joins us. I've been looking forward to this conversation. She's written a book here, her brand new book, The Putin Regime and Political Murder. Yes, we're talking Russia, okay? Don't make Russia into a bigger boogeyman than what it is. That seems to be the order of the day, but we're going to try to bring some reason here. Amy has become the Russian expert, earned her PhD degree in Russian politics at the London School of Economics, where she has taught as well as stints teaching at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies and Carleton University in Canada, worked for 18 years at the U.S. Library of Congress as a Soviet-Russian affairs specialist in 1993 to 94, author of 6 books, and of course this is her latest, Orders to Kill, The Putin Regime and Political Murder. Amy Knight, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thanks.
Hey, great to have you here with us to talk about so much has been, suggested about the Russians, about Putin. A lot of times I think that he must be excited because we have made him into maybe more or less than, less than he'd want to be in the things that he'd want to be less than, and maybe more in the other things that more favor him. What do you say?
Mr. Putin appreciates the limelight when it's negative. And there's a focus on corruption in the Kremlin and some of the murders and killings of journalists and oppositionists that have occurred in Russia and outside Russia. I think Mr. Putin very much welcomes positive assessments of his rule.
Right. And I think because of, these kind of, you know, this kind of activity, certainly, you know, that has been conducted in his regime, the murdering of political opponents, and that this is why America, you know, flinched, you know, so quickly when Donald Trump, you know, tried to give some space to Putin before he took over as president. And in part, I mean, I kind of understand why he said that, but I also can appreciate why people, even like yourself, that know Putin so well and are familiar with the regime, why this would be bothersome.
Well, you know, I understand that President Trump approached and continues to approach relations with Russia on a sort of a, you know, it's good for us to try to do business together. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think it's also important to call a spade and to recognize that there's quite a lot, a huge amount of circumstantial evidence that points to a Kremlin role in the murders of, as I said, oppositionists, a defector in London, and so on and so forth. I don't think there is anything that the U.S. can do about that right now. But I think just to make it clear that we know what's happening is important just in terms of our entire stance towards Russia and the Kremlin.
Exactly. We have to know what we're dealing with. How many reporters and political opponents has Putin murdered?
Well, you know,
or had murdered, let's say.
I wouldn't like to put a number on it because, as you probably know, during the 90s in particular, there were lots of murders, and many of them had to do with fighting between different oligarch groups and you know, involving the Russian mafia and so forth. And even after Putin came to power, this would still happen sometimes. So there have been, dozens of journalists, for example, murdered over the past 17 years. But I wouldn't say they all could be attributed directly to the Kremlin.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're talking about narrowing down the category, then these are pretty much the people that I mention in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that would include the journalist Politkovskaya, Alexander Litvinenko in London, Boris Nemtsov, who is a Democratic opposition politician. So, yeah, we're talking about, you know, I would say 15 people who've been murdered.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And
these are important because these are key, you know, these were key people.
Yes. These were people that were in his way. And you write in your book, these are mafia style killings. I mean, these are done in such a way, that, you likened it to a mafia style killing.
Well, yes, in the sense that, there have been, you know, after all these, following the murders, of course, the Russian law enforcement and judicial system started, you know, jumping in and saying they were going to find out who did it and so on and so forth. But the typical pattern is that they might, after, you know, a lot of publicity and everything else, find the trigger men, you know, the people who actually pulled the trigger. But then the authorities never seem to identify the person who orchestrated the murder or ordered it. And, you know, this is what people are interested in.
Well, you know, we heard a lot about Alexander Litvinenko and the poisoning. I mean, that was pretty well documented. And I remember watching this process that, I mean, you even saw him suffering, you know, after the poisoning. And then, you know, here he is. He ends up dead, you know, and it's right there in front of God and everybody. So how does Putin get away with this?
You know, the Litvinenko case is particularly interesting because it took place, the murder was in London as opposed to in Russia.
Right.
So, you know, this meant that the Russians were actually extending themselves beyond Russian borders. And in the case of Litvinenko, it took a really long time for British authorities to actually do a thorough investigation. So he was killed in 2006. Mm-hmm. And the final hearing at the British High Court was in 2015. So part of the delay was due to the fact, and this is that the British government did not want to, you know, badly disturb relations with Russia.
Okay, we got to leave it right there. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Amy Knight, the Putin regime and political murder. More on Bill Martinez Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com. Tonight I'm gonna fix my life. I'm the only hope that satisfies my heart. Who are you? Who are not running? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's Wait Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Amy Knight continues. Her book, The Putin Regime and Political Murder, Orders to Kill. Amy, before we pick it up where we left off, because that sounds quite incredible that it would take the British that long to figure out what happened with the poisoning of Litvinenko. But first of all, you know, who is Vladimir Putin? What is he about?
Vladimir Putin is a very skillful, intelligent politician. And he seems to be very clear on his agenda. He usually doesn't waver. He has a group of supporters around him who seem to, you know, go along with him, and he can count on them, although we don't know that that's always going to be the case. And but he also really is not a fan of democracy, freedom of the press, free elections. He really wants to bring back the old Russia that was powerful over different countries and states during the Soviet period.
And that's really his trajectory, right? Is to reestablish the USSR.
Well, yes, not reestablish. He did say famously when he first came to power as president in 2000, he did say that the biggest tragedy he could think of was the collapse of the Soviet Union. I do not think that that Putin or his advisors aim to actually reconstitute the Soviet Union. In other words, to bring these different countries in Central Asia and the Baltics and so forth actually formally back into the country. But I think they definitely do want Russia to exert as much influence politically and economically over these former Soviet countries.
And that is the problem, that economically, as it stands right now, they are, I guess, can you say they're near bankrupt?
I wouldn't say near bankrupt. They certainly have suffered an economic and financial decline over the past two or three years. Two reasons for that: the economic sanctions that the West imposed on Russia, and also the drop in the price of oil.
I was going to say, yes.
Russia depends very much on raw materials for its economy. So the Russians, yes, they're not doing so well, but I wouldn't say they're bankrupt.
But certainly with what's happened in the United States, what we've been able to do energy-wise, it's all had an impact, as you say. Oil, not all that good right now for Russia, but yet they're looking south, you know, to have a bigger footprint in the Middle East, right?
Yes. I mean, they're always, the Kremlin is always trying to spread its influence, and particularly economically and politically as well. But I would say that one of the problems with the economic situation in Russia, and this is what has caused some of the street protests, is the huge discrepancy between the vast wealth of Mr. Putin and his cronies and the low standard of living for the vast majority of Russians.
What is Russia creating? Are they creating anything?
What are they creating in terms of...
you know, for GDP purposes other than the oil that they have. I've heard it often said that there's not much promotion of creativity and development in Russia. Is that right? Is that fair?
Well, let me put it this way. They have a very bad infrastructure. Because they have not encouraged private enterprise very much, and the state owns a lot of the oil companies and some banks and so on and so forth. So they are very backward in terms of their roads and, you know, their technology. So has meant that they can't really compete on a world market for anything other than raw materials, which is oil and gas.
Well, I got to imagine the people of Russia, I mean, when you're squashing dreams and assets like that, that can only happen so long unless you're North Korea.
Well, now, but you have to remember that if you are a skilled, ambitious entrepreneur, you can still make a profit in Russia. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have, and some, you know, have gotten wealthy, not necessarily by corrupt means. Mm-hmm. I would say the majority of the really wealthy oligarchs have been involved in some sort of corruption. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are opportunities in Russia. And then, you know, you also have to remember that in contrast to the Soviet period, Russians can travel and leave the country and, you know, live all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the media is owned by the state, and the television, I should say. And so Russians are fed a constant stream of pro-Putin propaganda. The elections are pretty much a sham. But still, if you compare it to the Soviet days, there's quite a bit of freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, when you win the popular vote, what, by 90%, 95%, all is good, I guess.
Yes, although I should say that President Putin, you know, he's facing elections in March. And I think the Kremlin was quite unnerved by these unexpected street protests all over Russia last spring. And they now have a candidate who is in opposition to Mr. Putin, or he's declared himself to be in opposition, Alexei Navalny.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an anti-corruption crusader. The Kremlin really doesn't like him, but he started this campaign, and I'm not saying he has a chance of winning out over Putin. He probably won't even get on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has some criminal charges against him. But he's viewed by a threat. He's viewed as a threat by the Kremlin.
Well, maybe the Democratic Party might return the favor of some interference that he had on our last election. Maybe they might have fun with him on his.
Well, that's interesting. And of course, here in the States, that's pretty much what we're focusing on right now is Russian interference in our elections. And what's happening internally in Russia, and they're really beginning, I think this is part of the preparation or the pre-election period.
Mm-hmm.
They're clamping down on journalists in particular and politicians who are critical of Mr. Putin. So the environment within the country is not very good right now, but we in the U.S. tend to focus on, you know, what Russia means to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. You also in the book address the Boston Marathon. What role did Putin have in that one?
Well, Tamerlane Tsarnaev was the older brother of the two brothers who carried out the Boston bombings.
Mm-hmm.
And his family came from the North Caucasus. His father was a Chechen. So they came to Boston after 9/11. They came the next year. And Tamerlane joined them soon. And he apparently was on the radar screen of the Russian security services because they started asking the FBI about him. Then Tamerlane traveled to Russia unexpectedly for 6 months in 2012, not long before the bombings. The Russian FSB would surely have been watching his movements while he was inside Russia.
Exactly.
And they never even reported it to American authorities. He slipped through the cracks when he left the U.S. and came back. And had they reported it, the FBI might have known a little more about Tsarnaev, and they, you know, might have been more concerned about him.
Yeah.
I suggest that there is a strong possibility that while Tsarnaev was in Russia, he was actually radicalized.
Right. Well, Amy, we got to leave it right there. There's so much more to appreciate, but this is why you need to get your hands on her book. It'll be linked on our website, The Putin Regime and Political Murder: Orders to Kill. Amy Knight on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Amy.
Report is brought to you by Bank of America.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications.
How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information you need to know is there. Unless you're looking for something, to help you out with a stressful holiday travel season that's coming up. You know, who could have thought that going to Grandma's house could be stressful? But let's face it, you know, finding joy during the stressful holiday travel, it can be a little bit of a challenge. But fortunately for us, we have the happiness expert himself, the one, the only, John Acor, is with us to share some ways to find happiness during the hectic holiday travel. Sean, before I bring you on, I do want to let everybody know that you are the real Sean Acor, the New York Times best-selling author of Happiness Advantage. And I want to say welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I thought maybe you'd say you're happy. You know, I'm happy talking to you. I mean, there's just something about your voice. It's, it kind of makes you smile a little bit. So we appreciate you.
Thanks. I'm smiling here, too. So.
Well, good. Hey, in reading about your book, The Happiness Advantage, who would have thought that there's science behind happiness, huh?
Yeah, it's so interesting. You know, we know we can study from a scientific perspective things like depression, right, or obesity, but we didn't realize that we could actually do the exact same thing with things like optimism and happiness and joy and hope. And once we realized that we could start to quantify some of these changes, we could see what actually really had an impact upon people's long-term levels of happiness, whether it's a school child or a parent or somebody that's, somebody who might have been practicing pessimism their whole life. Could we help them to become an optimist at any age? And it's been incredible and incredibly exciting.
Yeah, I bet, especially for those who are on the receiving end that know the difference of being a bit depressed to being very happy.
Absolutely. Well, I started out depressed, to be honest.
We've only been talking for so long, Sean. I didn't think I had time to get you depressed. You were talking about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it just happened. Thanks, Bill. Yeah. It actually happened back. I was at Harvard. I got into a really great school. I thought everything would be great. And then I went through 2 years of depression. Ooh. And actually, part of what I got interested in is this the end of the story? Do I just have genes that predispose me towards pessimism? Or are there things that I could be doing in my life that could actually help me to find and create happiness again? And now that's what the work I'm trying to do with people is to show them that we don't have to just be our genes and our environment. By making changes to the way that we interact with the world and our habits, we can actually become happier and actually sustain it. And that has huge implications for our health, but also for our families as well.
Yeah, especially when you think about the travel season too, Sean. You know, you're there and it can be a bit stressful. I mean, you're trying to get to grandma's house. You've got, you know, busy airports. Traffic is not necessarily cooperating. Even the family dinner doesn't necessarily turn out the way you expected. I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting time during the holiday season. You know, mentioned college. A lot of kids coming back home from school and the parents are going, what alien has taken over the mind of my son after I spent all this money at this very expensive college, you know? So that can be a bit stressful.
Yes. You know, I think there's some really important things about it. Obviously, the holidays should be a joyful, meaningful period, right? Like, that's why we enjoy them. That's why we celebrate them. And I think stress does get in the way. We just did a large survey with Bank of America and found that over 60% of Americans experience a large stressor in the midst of their travel season. And I think the question is, what is our brain focused on? Is it focused on the crowds, on the, you know, the busy lines? Is it focused on the travel delays? Or is it focused on, I can't wait to spend time with somebody that I care about or get to know who this new alien is that's come home from college, right? And so, you know, something I think is really important is I travel a lot. I give about 100 talks a year, so I'm on the road a lot, and I have a 3-year-old son at home that I always want to get back to very quickly. So I've really tried to understand how to make travel a more positive experience. And, you know, we've been researching some of those things as well, but there's also, like, small little changes that I've made to my own life to make me look forward to some of that travel. So, for example, like, I've been watching this show called Westworld, and I really want to watch the finale of it, and I've got it on my computer, but I won't watch it until I'm delayed on a flight. I don't want a delay, right? But now, when that delay happens, my brain is immediately counterbalanced by the fact that now I get to watch the finale, and I'm actually really excited about it. So it's about finding a way to get your brain refocused on some of the meaning or the positives. Like, one of the other things I did is I did a lot of research trying to figure out, the best, hotels to stay at or best, you know, travel rewards credit cards. I actually use one from Bank of America that gives 1.5 points back per dollar that I spend. But the reason why that's so important is that I'm on a business trip. I'm away from my son, but I'm actually now thinking about the vacation I'm going to take my son on. And so suddenly now something that was taking away social connections, bringing me back to my son.
You know, beam me up, Scotty. Get me out of this place. I hear what you're saying. I know this might sound a little odd for some people. You know, for me, a joyful time is New York. You know, you talk about a lot of people and, you know, the stress of getting around the city during the holiday. But to me, I just find New York, real special. It's one of those magical cities that you go to during the holiday. I don't know. That works for me.
I love that. I'm in New York today. I live in Dallas. I'm in New York, and I could focus upon the fact that I just heard a siren go past, right, or the fact that I hear construction beeping, or I could focus on the fact that there's so much life here and energy, and I had this amazing meal last night, and I got to see friends I hadn't seen in a while, and it's all about what our brain focuses upon. I think that there's constantly threats and negatives, hassles, complaints that our brains could focus on, and we all know people that are like that, that they can walk in, they can go anywhere in the world, any city, and they can find something to complain about. But then there's also people that no matter what's going on, even when things are not great, when things go badly, they're actually looking for the fact that, well, at least I have my friends to help me through this difficult period, right? So that even in the midst of that, their brain is coming back to these things that make us more adaptive. So I love that. I love what you're saying about New York, and I want to have more of that mentality that you're talking about in the midst of all of my life, right? Like, why do we assume that busyness and stress is the opposite of happiness when the reason we feel stressed in the first place is there's meaning involved with those relationships and that work that we're doing. We care about it.
Exactly. Well, you know, and as you use some of these trigger points when you're feeling down or stressful, you've got something to look forward to, you know, get you away from that, you know, as Zig Ziglar would call it, that stinking thinking, because we go down that road of negativity. Boy, we can end up messing up the journey along the way. We're not a happy camper, and we're certainly not projecting much happiness to other people. So, you know, and that's the one thing about happiness is that it is contagious. I mean, people love happy people, and they love to be around happy people.
We love to be around them, but also what we've been finding in my research is that it's exactly what you're saying. It's contagious. We found that you can pick up on optimism. Actually, you can pick up on negativity as well. You can pick up on negativity like secondhand smoke, right?
You don't have
to be the one smoking, but if you're surrounded by people who are negative, you can pick up on some of that negativity as well. So part of what we're trying to do is we want to surround ourselves with positive people, but also, here's what I find fascinating. I think you'd like to especially know about Zig Ziglar's work, is that I do think happiness is a choice based upon this research, but I don't think it's a personal choice. I think it's an interconnected choice. When we choose to be grateful, when we choose to be optimistic in the midst of all the things that are going on in the world, we give other people license to be optimistic as well. We actually direct their brains back towards positive, so we have that positive contagion to other people. So, and when they become more positive, it's so much easier for us to be happier. So, you know, in a holiday season, we're going to have these dinners with our families. Like, are we focused upon here are these stress points where we have disagreements, or am I actually going to focus people's brains on the positive so that makes it easier to have conversations with them and to go deeper with them?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think it's good practice is that transitional phrase that gets you out of those stressful moments. And Sean, no sooner do you say, hey, I'm going to be positive, get ready, you're going to have some challenge come right in, right into the situation, aren't you?
That's right. And I think we just have to be prepared for it. We have to be rational optimists. It's not
exactly.
We're sugarcoating the reality, right? We're realistic that there's challenges, but we also believe our behavior matters if linked to the right people.
Well, Sean, this has been a happy moment for us and for our audience. We appreciate you dropping in and sharing your great advice here. Where can listeners go for more information?
We've been compiling the research at bankofamerica.com/travelconnected, and that'll give you all of that research that we just talked about here today.
Oh, very cool. Well, thank you so much, Sean Acor, nationwide known positive psychology academic from Harvard, happiness researcher and speaker right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Bill.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Remembering 2017 with the best interviews we had on Bill Martinez Live.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez Live.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And Eric Schiffer joins us now. Good to have him back. It's been a while since we've had a chance to connect. We welcome him back, a FoxNews.com contributor, CEO of the Patriot Group, and serves as chairman of Reputation Management Consultants. He's also the CEO of DigitalMarketing.com, has given tutorials to the State Department on how to combat ISIS's growth online. Eric, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm doing very well, Bill. It's good to be back with you. It has been a while.
Yeah, Eric, you know, ISIS has been a study in marketing and in digital marketing and watching what they have done. We can learn a lot from what they've been able to accomplish in what some would consider a very short period of time because of the information age in which we live in. They seem to have really embraced the technology and have been very effective in getting their message out there.
They've been superb at embracing the technology and finding ways to both identify aggrieved souls, souls who are lost that could be turned over to support their cause, and also ensuring that they wow them so they get how millennials are persuaded. They understand the ways in which great marketing is done, whether it's the form of high-end marketing for a video game or how Xbox may market themselves. They get the language, and they're done in a compelling way. And they're also building a sense of community at the same time. So there's not just this ability to dazzle and to have people feel that if they join, they're being part of something bigger than themselves, but it's also connecting the dots with community and friends so that someone who may feel alone, who may not want to even live, who may not have much self-esteem suddenly has this whole new life. And
exactly.
That's the model that they're following.
Well, and that's what I was going to suggest here, Eric. And you, as you know, the tech expert and marketing expert, and for me, I've been in marketing most of my life as well. It's not so much that they've created as much as they have identified a group of people who are looking for some leadership and direction. Am I reading that correctly?
It's both. I think they're really good at understanding where people are at psychologically and being in the right spot. So whether it's trolling Facebook or trolling Twitter or forums, and they get the markers for what are really good hosts for them to attach themselves to. And then they know how to persuade, and they know how to persuade in modern ways, ways that I think, frankly, are better than most ad agencies do for their clients.
And exactly.
And it's compelling. It's emotionally charged, and it's tied to their model of the world in a way that appears cool, appears uniquely different, rebellious, and raises testosterone and a sense of wanting to be part of this this mission, just like they would join in missions with their friends perhaps prior to dealing in personal challenges or getting depressed or losing friends or just being and feeling detached from society.
Eric, you say their version, their model of the world, which for me is one of those bookmarks that sticks out, to say that, you know, if you're going to identify people who can be part of this charge, you're gonna look more for people who do have a similar model of the world. And I would think that people, you know, let's just talk about people here in the United States who have immigrated here and have come from that country that has, I say that country, the Middle East, that has a model of the world that goes more hand in glove with an ISIS movement. Is that fair in thinking that the people to be converted are more likely to come from the Middle East as opposed to being, you know, totally homegrown, you know, even though the educational system arguing, you know, some have argued that the educational system are setting up some of the young millennials to go in that direction. But I still maintain right now it's going to come more from, you know, from the people who are more familiar with the language and that model, as you put it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a combination. I think the religion plays a role. So the commonality in a lot of this is the Muslim religion. And certainly ISIS has taken and created their own version of it from a fundamentalist perspective and a perverted perspective as it relates to how Muslims traditionally would view their religion. And so that is one of the main underlying pillars of how they'll be able to move people psychologically. And out of that comes the ties back to the Middle East, right? And so there is some connection through the religious history and also some mindsets that are common with the religion that exists there too. And so I think those are the connectors. And I believe that people are more vulnerable through the religious prism. And we've seen that to be the case, right? I mean, that's been sort of a common theme. These programs, these diversity, like the diversity program and some of these other immigration programs that are softer, that were missing the extreme vetting, put us in a vulnerable position because of the fact that I think you've got people that may have already had prior messaging or be more vulnerable to an interpretation of the Muslim religion that also ties with them feeling disconnected with America and disconnected with the people of America and the culture. And so, I don't think it's one thing, but definitely the through line is the Muslim religion. And I think that, like I said, with that comes some of the geographical connections too.
Is there some of the cultural issues that we face here in the West? Some would argue because of the breakdown in morality of the West, that it really adds credence to what ISIS is promoting out there, that maybe we shouldn't, maybe we should take a look at that and maybe do some examination of our own morality and at least not that we're trying to apprehend, an ISIS movement ourselves, but we're saying, okay, what has made us vulnerable? Does ISIS have a point in attacking the moral degradation of the West?
Well, if we're looking at this and saying, how do we prevent these problems from happening in the future? I think the solution in under that set of constraints is to really identify who are the typical types of individuals that are able to be influenced. And you're talking about people that are depressed or people that are having financial challenges, people that have given up on society for a host of reasons. And that could be morality, but it's not morality in of itself. You have to have the compilation. They've got to have almost this perfect storm where low self-esteem meets depression, meets economic challenges, meets lack of connections with others, and then tying in with an ideology or a movement that then can point out the further, lacking of what is needed for them to feel whole again. And thus, morality could be argued to be one of the vacuums that exists. Mm-hmm. And ISIS is going to play on any potential perceived vacuum that allows them to position themselves with a higher moral ground.
And some experts have suggested, Eric, I mean, I say morality on one hand, but then some experts have said, look, you offer young men, some tribal identity, association is what you've talked about before, a reason to live, and then, hey, let's throw in women and into the mix. And so that comes into play as well. So, on one hand, they disdain the breakdown in morality, but yet in order to get people and followers, they will become even more immoral themselves by offering women up to these young men.
Well, it's a skewed morality. So yeah, they'll point out the elements that don't align with their view of morality, but they tend to ignore the elements that others, and certainly the majority of those on the planet, would say are immoral. And so, it's skewed. Connecting and inspiring young men, we see that being part of a tribe has always been a motivator. I mean, it's part of the marketing for our armed forces, is they're becoming part of something bigger than themselves. And
exactly.
I think that the Marines and Navy, and they do a good job in that, and in terms of inspiring people in that regard. And then the women, whether it's now or in the future, that's always going to be a pull for a young male who especially is alone, who may not have much wherewithal with women, or may have challenges with women for a lot of hosts. Different psychological reasons.
Right. Well, Eric, we appreciate you coming on to talk about this media company that ISIS has risen to, and that possibly what they are demonstrating to us is the greatest world propaganda campaign in history. Eric Schiffer on Bill Martinez Live. Eric, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla.